Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Jack Daniels. Jack Daniels and music are made for each other. They share a rhythm in the craft of making something timeless, while being a part of legendary nights. From backyard jams to sold-out arenas, there's a song in every toast. Please drink responsibly. Responsibility.org. Jack Daniels and Old No. 7 are registered trademarks. Tennessee Whiskey, 40% alcohol by volume. Jack Daniel Distillery, Lynchburg, Tennessee.
Lowe's knows how to get you ready for holiday hosting with up to 35% off select home decor. And get up to 35% off select major appliances. Plus, members get free delivery, haulaway, basic installation, parts, and a 2-year Lowe's protection plan when you spend $2,500 or more on select LG major appliances. Valid through 10-1. Member offer excludes Massachusetts, Maryland, Wisconsin, New Jersey, and Florida. Installed by independent contractors. Exclusions apply. See Lowe's.com for more details.
Doug. Here we have the Limu Emu in its natural habitat, helping people customize their car insurance and save hundreds with Liberty Mutual. Fascinating. It's accompanied by his natural ally, Doug.
Limu? Is that guy with the binoculars watching us?
Cut the camera. They see us.
Only pay for what you need at LibertyMutual.com.
Liberty, 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 Liberty.
Savings vary. Underwritten by Liberty Mutual Insurance Company and affiliates. Excludes Massachusetts.
Hello, friends. Welcome to Pod Maverick After Dark. It's, about 9:15 on Monday, September 29th. We have 1 week to go until real basketball. Josh, how are you?
I'm doing good. It was nice to talk in our little pre-show that we have stuff to talk about.
We had to kind of like think about it instead of just going like, let's just wing it.
Yeah, so. Let's do it then.
So we're here. So today was Dallas Mavericks Media Day. We'll just kind of jump right into it. And funny part for those of us who attempt to cover it both professionally and as hobbyists, the NBA's website said one thing. I couldn't find anything on the Mavs stuff anywhere else. And then it just kind of promptly started. It started between like 10:30 and 11, and then everybody was 15 minutes late. It was incredible. I just say that largely because it's like, it's nice to hear from guys again. When we don't hear from them from mid-April on, with the exception of like podcast episodes and things like that, like for me at least, there's a little bit of I get a little bit energized hearing the bullshit
Yeah.
Like it's just it's so familiar. And it's nice. And you know, I think we'll start at the top with head coach Jason Kidd, who kicked off a pretty lengthy list of guys that had things to say. Not everybody talked, because that's just I will say this current regime doesn't do the thing where they seem to open it up the way Cuban's organization did, which is fine. But it was just kind of like a series of press conferences, whereas other media days, I think there's been a little more interactivity, things like that. I know that the Locked On Mavs guys were there, or they talked to Dennis Smith Jr. at one point, which is fun. Let's start with Jason Kidd. So I wrote a piece on this because it pissed me off. And I think that's largely just because I got to it first. Yep. In the middle of the workday. Why don't you kind of kick us off with what was said?
Yeah, let me pull up and make sure I have the exact quote. I was actually just looking at your story. So Jason Kidd was the first to talk, so he gets the first questions about Anthony Davis, Kyrie Irving, who is recovering from his knee surgery. And there's just a lot of hope and optimism that Kyrie can come back sooner rather than later.
Why is there
because there's been some videos posted of him shooting and people get excited, and I think generally people would rather be excited and hopeful than pessimistic that he's not going to come back, and because like if you want to believe in this team and this core, he kind of has to come back.
Sure.
So if you're someone who's pot committed to still being invested in this team, you sort of have to believe that Kyrie is going to come back, you know, this season and be healthy. So there's all that. And Kyrie, to his credit, has for the most part, every time he's talked about it, has kind of tried to tap the brakes on it. And then also another big reason why people are excited about maybe him coming back is, you know, Nico Harrison, the Mavericks general manager, during a summer league interview on NBA TV, on live TV, said he's ahead of schedule. Kyrie.
July 14th was the date of that live interview.
Not misquoting, literally said ahead of schedule.
Nationally televised.
Yeah. And now Jason Kidd, when asked about it today, says, quote, "Now, you know, I don't do well with medical. I'm not a doctor." It's funny. He said, "I'm not a doctor," because Locked On Mavs posted their Mavs Media Day bingo board. And Jason Kidd saying, "I'm not a doctor," was one of the spaces.
Really, really solid work, Nick.
Yeah, that board was really pretty good. Funny.
I got
a chuckle out of that. Yeah. But when we do see Kai shooting, can we just refrain from saying ahead of schedule? That's bad reporting. He is doing quite well, as we can see, but he's not ahead of schedule. Let's not say that. That's unfair to him and to the Mavs, because it's not true. Now, is he on schedule? It looks like it. A lot of positive things are happening, but to say that he's ahead of schedule is not fair. All of this would be fine if Kidd was responding to a Tim McMahon ESPN report or a Sham Sharania insider sources say. Yeah. This was his general manager on the record during a nationally televised broadcast on one of the league's TV partners. This is not bad reporting. And I know it's easy for Kidd to say this because it's really easy to just shit on the media, because I mean, it's fun. I mean, I like to do it too sometimes, especially, you know, it'll get us in trouble sometimes, but I like to do it too. But this was just him, because he knew he could say this and the lapdogs would be like, "Yeah, fuck the media, fuck the reporters," without actually looking back and being like, "Oh, it was your goddamn GM that said, not a reporter." And that just pisses me off, because it's like,
well, and this is where I don't understand the role of reporters. Who, every fucking media person in that room knew who said it. Every one of them knew who said it, because these are smarter people that do this for their jobs. They knew Nico Harrison said this, and nary a contradiction was uttered that I could see. And at that point, I'm just like,
yeah, if I'm in the room, I'm like, "Hey guys, that wasn't bad reporting. You're like, Nico said it. I would say that to him, but they don't want to say that to him because they don't want to piss him off on the first day. Because media is sing songs around the campfire and hold hands on media day, which, you know.
And secondarily, I think there's an element to this that Jason Kidd knows what he's doing.
He absolutely knows he can get away with saying that.
But not get away with it. I think he has intention. I think the more this goes on, Jason Kidd, particularly so from the Luka trade onward, remember they sat down the day after the trade in Cleveland. And he tried cracking a couple of jokes that Kidd was like looking sideways at him. Kidd's one of the smartest basketball players of all time. I know Nico Harrison thinks he's really smart because he's a Nike executive that dropped the ball related to Steph Curry and traded Luka Doncic, but he's not Machiavellian in the way Jason Kidd is. Kidd has exit plans for his exit plans. And I just think that there's paths being laid out where he's attempting to distance himself from Nico and things. And that's one of those things. To me, that's definitely like that's a breadcrumb where he can say down the road, you know, I didn't agree with this guy.
He's Philip Seymour Hoffman in Moneyball. I need to explain myself in job interviews next fall. Good. I mean, he already started doing that by with the Knicks thing. That's Jason Kidd's MO. But that was just annoying. That was like. Why do we even have why do we have to do that? Just say, just be like, you know, he's not ahead of schedule. Why do we have to take the shot at like people? Like, it's just stupid to do that already. And then which one we got like four good topics. Which one do you want to go to?
Well, so, okay. So from there, he was asked kind of the stuff we've covered throughout the summer is about, lineups, and he wouldn't commit to anything, all of which is perfectly fine, nor do I expect any sort of commitment. The rest of Kidd's press conference there was pretty rote. So after that, did AD come next or did Kyrie come next?
I think it was Kyrie.
So Kyrie came next. Let's just talk about Kyrie, because these two together, meaning Kidd and Kyrie, there's just a couple of smooth operators that I really, really value. And I mean that in a the way to work a room. Like, Kyrie just is so charming when he wants to be. And he, like, the very first thing he said is he's like, I'm on track with my recovery. I'm on track. Mm-hmm. Nobody knows what that fucking track is. There is no track. There's no timetable. So it's just like saying that with a smile is just such a great way to disarm a room. And I did a quick Google search. He essentially got the surgery done the last week of March. He is just past the 6-month mark of having the surgery. 9 months is a minimum. And that's like Adrian Peterson in whatever year he had his and then came back and like torched the league. 15 months is kind of more normal for feeling the best. I like the way they're playing as close to the vest. And
no, honestly, everything they're doing about it is actually right. The only thing that pissed me off was Kidd's comment, because everything else, they're actually trying to temper expectations, which is nice.
Which is very nice. Yeah. Very nice. I mean, the rest of the team, and we, you know, I think we can talk about it here and there, is seems to be like they're assuming Kyrie comes back, and they need that. That's a thing to work towards. Like, that's a, for them, that's a, we need to hold this down till Kyrie comes back. And I actually think that's pretty neat. I think that's a good aspirational goal for like team building. Fan building, for me, I've always held, and I will continue to hold, what wrestling was it? When Kevin Nash threw off the blanket and, you know, he stands up from the wheelchair.
Oh yeah, I mean that was like an episode of Nitro.
It was like long, 90s. Long time ago. But it's like I just need like the wrestling entrance where all of a sudden, you know, actually a fan pointed this out to me today on the internet. Like Daniel Gafford went from like we're not seeing him again to playing in two games, and that was actually, I like that because I had ruled Gafford out for the rest of the season, and then Gafford came back and they made the plan, and that is what it is. But it was like, oh okay, this is fun. So I sort of have been holding fort in my brain thinking, all right, I don't expect Kyrie to come back because it puts too high of expectations on him. And I don't know if that's fair to him. And he's not said anything about fairness on his streams, but he has made it very clear that his comfort in playing takes precedence above everything else. And that's like the right call.
No, absolutely. I mean, what, he's 33, 34? Like, he cannot...
He'll be 33, I think, by the time he comes back. I could be wrong.
Like, this is kind of his last hurrah as, you know, an all-NBA level player. Like, he has to get this recovery right, because if he doesn't, he's... There's the runway is shortening for his career. Not to say, like, he's toast right now, but I'm just saying, like, he cannot come back from this too soon and risk further injured. Well, like, he has to be right. He is not at the age where you can risk this kind of stuff.
So there's a roughly, God, I can't remember where I saw this, but for football players, there's essentially like a 1 in 4 chance of re-tearing your ACL. And that's just due to how they operate and how they move. Kyrie Irving is such a unique player in how he moves, like the way he plants, the sort of herky-jerky stop-start motion of his game. You need your knees for what he does.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
I've never felt like this before. It's like you just get me. I feel like my true self with you. Does that sound crazy? And it doesn't hurt that you're gorgeous. Okay, that's it. I'm taking you home with me. I mean, you can't find shoes this good just anywhere. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at your DSW store or DSW.com.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab 3 of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
To remind you that 60% of sales on Amazon come from independent sellers, here's John from Devil Dog Pet Company.
We run our family business from Sterling Heights, Michigan, but we can reach customers all over the country thanks to Amazon. Good boy.
Shop small business on Amazon.
And so it's just everybody just all right, let's just be excited about you know how he feels. I just, this is related to kind of the next subject. It drives me nuts when ESPN talks about it this way, but seeing a photo of number one pick Cooper Flagg, number one pick Kyrie Irving, and number one pick Anthony Davis is cool. Like, it's just I remember us having conversations as recently as 2022 about how Dallas had almost no pedigree on their roster, and now they have 3 number one picks. Like, that's just wild.
Yeah, it is. Yeah, 3 number. Wow. How often does that happen?
It's not that. That's the.
I can't be often.
Not to go Mavs Moneyball editor, but that's a piece. as I scream into the void at our writers who are like, you know, love sending messages in Slack. That's right. I'm subtweeting all of you guys on the podcast. All right. So 13 or so minutes. Let's take a short break, and then we can kind of talk about some of the other stuff that came out. There's a couple more fun things and then some weird things. I want to hit one of the fun ones right out of break. So if you guys will do us a favor and hang out during the ads, I know they're a little long, but that's just what we're being asked to do, and it is the way Josh and I make money. So we'll be right back.
At Sierra, discover top workout gear at incredible prices, which might lead to another discovery. Your headphones haven't been connected this whole time. Awkward. Discover top brands at unexpectedly low prices. Sierra, let's get moving.
Eczema isn't always obvious, but it's real. And so is the relief from Ebglyss. After an initial dosing phase, about 4 in 10 people taking Ebglyss achieved itch relief and clear or almost clear skin at 16 weeks. And most of those people maintain skin that's still more clear at 1 year with monthly dosing.
Ebglyss, lebrikizumab, LBKZ, a 250 milligram per 2 milliliter injection, is a prescription medicine used to treat adults and children 12 years of age and older who weigh at least 88 pounds or 40 kilograms with moderate to severe eczema, also called atopic dermatitis, that is not well controlled with prescription therapies used on the skin or topicals, or who cannot use topical therapies. Ebglyss can be used with or without topical corticosteroids. Don't use if you're allergic to Ebglyss. Allergic reactions can occur that can be severe. Eye problems can occur. Tell your doctor if you have new or worsening eye problems. You should not receive a live vaccine when treated with Ebglyss. Before starting Ebglyss, tell your doctor if you have a parasitic infection.
Searching for real relief? Ask your doctor about Ebglyss and visit Ebglyss.lilly.com or call 1-800-LILY-RX or 1-800-545-5979.
I'm Christian McCaffrey, pro running back, and Abercrombie is an official fashion partner of the NFL. I'm not kidding when I say NFL by Abercrombie broke the internet last year, and I think this season's lineup is even cooler. And so does my wife, who keeps stealing all my hoodies. Stay fit for the season and Abercrombie's newest arrivals. Shop NFL by Abercrombie in the app, online, and in store.
When did making plans get this complicated? It's time to streamline with WhatsApp, the secure messaging app that brings the whole group together. Use polls to settle dinner plans, send event invites and pin messages so no one forgets mom's 60th, and never miss a meme or milestone, all protected with end-to-end encryption. It's time for WhatsApp. Message privately with everyone. Learn more at whatsapp.com.
This episode is brought to you by State Farm. Checking off the boxes on your to-do list is a great feeling. And when it comes to checking off coverage, a State Farm agent can help you choose an option that's right for you. Whether you prefer talking in person, on the phone, or using the award-winning app, it's nice knowing you have help finding coverage that best fits your needs. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
Okay, thank you so much for hanging out, guys. We're going to be ramping back up. Next Monday night is the first preseason game. I will be having the post-game show with Josh, where we will attempt to talk about what we see insofar as if we can even find the game on television. I'm always worried about that with preseason. And then I'm going to, you know, really try to heavily reinstitute the post-game show where you guys can participate. Fan participation in this show, listener participation is one of the things that has driven the momentum of this show the last, you know, 3 to 4 years. And it's a big part of why I keep doing it. And it's something that I like really gets me going and gets me up the next day to do the show. So, you know, be on the lookout for that. I might host one of those maybe Wednesday night or even tomorrow night because my wife has to work late. So just be looking for that on your feeds. If you want to join our YouTube channel and press the bell, you will get notified when we go live. And it's really easy to join the show. Like if you've joined a Zoom call for work or if you've joined FaceTime on your iPhone, it is really, it is a one button push and it can be a lot of fun. All right, before we get to AD, because I think he's probably going to be the funnier, just the longer talking point of the show. Derek Lively saying he's 7'3" is just the most media day thing. Like I love it. I have the NBA media or NBA rarely like remeasures, so I doubt we will ever know if this is true. But it's such a fun story for me. Because did you see the photo of Victor Wembanyama and Tim Duncan and David Robinson this summer?
No, I don't think I saw that one.
If you Google it while I'm talking here, there's the three of them together and I think maybe Manu. And Victor Wembanyama looks 7'8". Like we're not 7'5". Like he is towering over the rest of them. And I bring this up to say...
Oh, yeah, that was from... I don't even think that was from this summer. That was from like... I'm looking at it now. I think that was from like his rookie year.
No, there's a recent one. It's from this summer. I remember. Oh,
okay. Well, he has hair because I know he doesn't have hair right now.
Yeah, I do remember that one too. But okay, my point being is, I think Derek Lively is engaged in a height based arms race, and I am here for it because 7'3" dudes are rare. Granted, they're a little bit injury prone, but we're not going to talk about that right now. It was just kind of nice to hear from Lively. You know, he talked about turning the page, which I think was accurate. Like, it's something I appreciate the Mavericks saying this. Like, they're like, we're still here. Let's talk about the team that's here. And, you know, he's had kind of a tumultuous last 18 months himself. You know, he's barely 21 years old. His mom passed away the season the Mavericks made the finals, or at least the last couple of weeks before the Mavericks made the finals. He has a one-year-old baby. I desperately would love to ask him how having a one-year-old impacted his second year in the league, because parenting is really hard.
Yes, it is. Absolutely.
And I'm just like, I had forgotten that he had the baby, and it sort of has made me recontextualize elements of his second season outside of the injury, because right. It's like, you know, that's a lot to throw at anybody.
Yes. Yeah. Especially his age too.
Did anything else from what you saw about him strike any nerves?
I mean, if he's 7'3", I mean, that's awesome, but also, like, does this guy really need to be taller with the lower body injuries that he's picking up? Like, I'm just saying, like, the history of 7'3 guys in the NBA is not great in terms of keeping them healthy. But he's also, like, a pretty phenomenal athlete. He's a fluid athlete, which I think helps. I know, like, Kristaps Porzingis had a lot of lower body injuries, but he wasn't. He was athletic, but he wasn't fluid, which is really hard to, like, describe. But I don't think Lively suffers from that in terms of the way he moves. So that part was interesting. I think he said he wanted to shoot some more threes. Again, I'll believe it when I see it. People keep telling me, like, you know, the Mavericks have a floor spacing center, and I'm like, guys, Lively's made no three-pointers.
He did mention the shooting of threes and trailing.
I know.
But I like that it came up.
See it. Yeah, I know.
If it comes up, it means it's something we can then talk about further. If they never hit on it, we can't, you know, we're talking about a counterfactual that doesn't exist. So it's like that he's mentioning it is of interest, even though I tend to think you're right.
Yeah, I know. We'll see. It's just one of those things where I don't care how much they talk about it until he shoots two or three threes in a game, a regular season game. I just kind of have to wait and see.
Yeah.
But otherwise I'm excited that, you know, Daniel Gafford spoke, and I'm glad, you know, I mistweeted because our staffer David led me astray and he's now fired. Sorry, David. But I thought no one asked the Gafford about starting, because I think that's important, because it didn't really come up a lot last season because everyone got hurt.
Yes.
So they didn't, but at the beginning of the season, I think Mark Stein in preseason last year made note that, like, Gafford is starting because they think that could be better for the locker room in terms of, like, so, like, it might matter to Gafford that he should be starting. So I'm glad someone asked Gafford about it. Now, he gave the answer you're supposed to give. Says he said that he and Derek Lively avoid all the outside noise when it comes to who starts, who comes to the bench. Doesn't care really who starts, which that's what you're supposed to say, but we'll see. And I'm curious how that's going to work, because I think the Mavs want Lively to start. If you kind of read from what they publicly say and then what the source reporting says, but I think it's pretty clear that Gafford wants to start too, because, like, a lot of people on the outside try to make a, like, oh, it's not a big deal because everyone's going to play, like, the minutes even out, and, you know, it doesn't matter who starts, matter who closes, and all that stuff. Like, guys care. Like, these guys are too competitive to not care. We might be able to analytically present a case for why starting doesn't matter if the minutes distribution works like this. But your NBA players, there's only 400 or whatever of them in the world. There's some of them, professional athletes are some of the most competitive, most driven people in the world. That's the only way you can get to this level, for the most part. So, like, I think he cares. And I don't think that's a bad thing that he cares. So I'm just curious to see how that holds out. Like, that'll be, there's so many storylines about, like, is AD going to play the five? Where's Cooper playing? And Clay, is Clay going to start? How are they going to fit PJ, you know, AD and Cooper all in the starting lineup? I'm very curious to see how the Lively Gafford thing works out. And maybe it works itself out because there's injuries. And of course, Gafford getting paid, I think, makes a big deal. I think that was a point I made a couple podcasts ago, that it's probably easier to bring Gafford off the bench now that he's secured his money you're not messing with his money. But we'll see. I'm curious to see how that minutes allotment and that start bench thing comes together.
Yeah. No, and it, you know, it's a fun one to watch. Lively hasn't played 100 regular season games yet. That's it's not to be like negative about him because I'm still really high on him, but we're in prove it time. There's some discussion in the chat about Lively's next contract. If Lively keeps playing 50 games, some of the stuff doesn't matter. Like there's not money on the market for a 50 game, you know, there's some, but it's not like you're not going to get some big restricted offer for a center who plays 50 games a year.
You're right.
It is what it is. All right. So the big story of the day, guys, if you've not seen a photo of Anthony Davis's eye, we have been led astray, bamboozled. I am genuinely irritated by what has transpired here because it is very clear. Like Anthony Davis has to wear goggles for the rest of his career.
That's good though, because he was kind of kicking and screaming about that.
Yes, it is great in that. It's a finality thing. Like there's no question. It is a medical requirement of him. So it's like, there's clarity there. That's what I mean by it's great. Clarity is important when it comes to injuries. Gafford apparently accidentally elbowed him during a game. I don't remember. I like vaguely remember this happening, but not like which game or when it was happening.
Yeah. Cause he didn't miss any time.
But he had a detached retina and I have so many questions. Like so many questions, because guys, if you know anything, if you've read like Googled detached retina, he could have lost his eyesight.
Yeah. I don't know how he was playing.
Like I have once again, another question about the Dallas Mavericks medical, like group that they have now, Dr. Leo Spichemin and Dr. Nick from The Simpsons must be heading up the crew here because the injury stuff that's going on is just really gross. Moving on from that. The eye looks really gross and red. And it honestly looks like if you've watched Alien Earth, it looks like the eye alien like has gotten stuck in his eye. If you don't, I tweeted about it because it just, I couldn't see it, not see it. But
he says the redness is not because of pain or discomfort. He says he's fine. It's because of the eye drops he has to take. For sure. What it's worth.
Sure.
Just saying.
My acid eye drops making my eyes red. I can't help but be sarcastic about this because it's ridiculous. The reporting around it has been bad, in the sense of we've not gotten enough information at the right time, which is part of what happens in the late part of summer. Nobody's paying attention. There's not a lot of reason for reporters to go burn and really go like go through the process of tracking down information because no one's listening yet. But it bothers me that the franchise player at the moment, which is Anthony Davis, like it or not, was in quite a serious medical situation. Just was. And it's really being downplayed. And I don't like it. I don't know. Now how this pivots to the rest of the season. I mean, he said that he's quoted as saying he wants to be on the floor as much as possible. I mean, that's duh. I mean, I've never doubted Anthony Davis's will. I sometimes doubt his ability to take a punch, but that's, you know, it's not like he doesn't want to play basketball. This isn't a Kawhi Leonard thing where he's sitting out to make a statement. It just kind of is who he is. I mean, Harambe in the chat says he's cursed, and I there's something to that with the way the guy plays. What else did you think about him?
I'm glad he's wearing goggles, and I will defend, like, I know LA, our LA friends were like, oh, finally, like, oh, because apparently this has been something that's been recommended to him for a while because he's had multiple eye injuries in the past.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
I will, in my defense, and you're someone who wears glasses, so I don't know how much this came up for you when you played, but as someone who played basketball before I had contacts, I was still wearing glasses and had to wear either sports goggles, or I was literally like, you know, in middle school, I was wearing my glasses. Playing basketball with glasses or any type of eyewear sucks. Full stop. It sucks. It gets sweaty. They get fogged up. You got to clear them off. It's not easy to like see, and like, because you don't have that peripheral. If you're
wearing, he doesn't want to do it.
Wearing glasses, it sucks. I hate it. I would be kicking and screaming too about it if I were him. I don't blame him at all. It sucks. Now, of course, what I did was I got contacts. And I didn't have to worry about that anymore.
Did I ever tell you my story?
Which one?
So my junior year, I was a bench player. I was a bench player my whole time. It's fine. Yeah. Played minutes. So I was in the rotation. My junior year, I could not hit a free throw. I mean, I literally shot 33% from the line. Probably small volume. We're talking like 20, 25 attempts over the whole season.
Yeah.
They made me get glasses. It occurred to somebody to get my eyes tested. And my senior year, I shot 85%. Like, fucking see. Just that I went through my whole life being pretty blind and just nobody noticed. It was outstanding.
That's funny. Anyways,
I just thought that was funny. Prime, yeah. Shaq numbers. Thanks, Ark. So, okay. So, you know, Anthony Davis is we got to see him play. I'm looking forward to seeing him play.
Everyone's healthy to start training camp besides Kyrie. That's what kid said. Everyone's going to be a full go practice tomorrow. Yep. I know.
You're up in Vancouver.
Yep.
For reasons. You know, nobody like team, kid talked about bonding. Why team bonding. I like that. Yeah. They seem to be. Klay Thompson sort of touched on this. He said something about the fact that he wants like clips of the 2011 team, like things being played around facilities all the time, which I found very interesting. Klay is kind of the team's true vet. And I find the sort of like I'm trying to think of the way to describe the mentality. There's a bit of a bunker mentality with these Mavericks that I admire.
Well, last season sucked for them. Mm. Like it just did. Like we can't emphasize enough how unfun that must have been for them to go through. As much as we talked about like the fan experience of how awful it was post Luka trade, to watch that team, to experience that team, to see all the post, you know, the Nico quotes and all the reporting and, you know, the injury, like it sucked just as bad for the players. And they pretty much said it. I mean, like that frustration boiled over. PJ Washington got mad after, you know, when the fans were boo, you know, doing chants during his free throws and stuff. Like there's definitely a feeling this media day of like, all right, let's put this, that's enough of that. Like, let's have, regardless of how good, you know, they obviously think that they're going to be good, but there's almost, I feel a sense of like, man, let's just play basketball. Like that's, we just need to do that and not talk about anything else.
And I think, you know, heading up to Vancouver, bonding, doing all that sort of stuff, I think is important because you have to generate, you know, Jordan was epic at this, Kobe too. You have to sort of generate your own windmills to fight because the season is just too long. You don't want to fight each other. You need like an external force. The 2011 Mavericks were fantastic at this because people did not believe in them because they were the Mavericks and then had just failed over and over again. So I like that notion that Klay's having stuff. You know, around the office. He also like I think our guy Kevin, if you're in the chat today, just understand that I love you to pieces. I can't believe you asked about Meg the Stallion. Like don't do that. Klay, there's a look on Klay's face like, what? You're asking me about this? Anyway, that made
me media day. That's when you get those questions.
Right. Just you know, Kevin's a great, you know, he's a good worker, right? Great worker, good reporter. Just made me laugh that was the thing that he got asked about. So it's like I'm going through kind
anything
of
anything from Cooper. I didn't really look. Did you see any Cooper stuff? Or
it was, I mean, kind of boiling, he, you know, had like I got no shout out to Noah Weber for actually posting this because I never would have gotten to this point in the interview. This is the last thing Noah Weber of the Smoking Cuban posted today. He says Cooper such a dumb thing to talk about, but I love it. Cooper Flagg said that picking peas in Maine during the summer growing up helped build work ethic and build mental toughness. Like,
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer.
When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
At Designer Shoe Warehouse, we believe that shoes are an important part of, well,
everything. From first steps to first dates, from all-nighters to all-time personal bests.
From building pillow forts to building a life.
For all the big and small moments that make up your whole world, DSW is there. And we've got just the shoes. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love at brag-worthy prices at your DSW store or DSW.com.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
To remind you that 60% of sales on Amazon come from independent sellers, here's John from Devil Dog Pet Company.
We run our family business from Sterling Heights, Michigan, but we can reach customers all over the country thanks to Amazon. Good boy.
Shop small business on Amazon.
Thank you for the whitest player quote of 2025.
I swear to God, I feel like Cooper Flagg is a CIA psyop to get the... to get a certain demographic of basketball fans back engaged in the NBA. Like, it is, you could not AI, I mean, well, you couldn't AI generate it because it probably would have been shitty, but you cannot make up a perfect, like, his name is, I still can't over that his name is Cooper. Like, he's a white number one overall NBA player named Cooper Flagg. It's just so funny. It's like, it's like he was made in a lab to be like, okay,
yes,
we need to get the whites back into watching our sport. How do we do that? All right, let's create a super athletic dunking 6'9" forward from Maine who's named Cooper Flagg, and he picked peas on his family's farm to build toughness like he's Paul fucking Bunyan. Like, it's just, it's so funny to me.
It's great stuff. It's great stuff. I love this. Shout out to our commenters for joining us tonight, because I want to argue with like four of you. That's how I know basketball is back.
That's how you know you've got the fire back.
You're right. Well, I really got the fire back. It's taking a lot for me not to like yell at our 30 person Slack group and be like, you telling me y'all got nothing to say about this media day? We've just been so starved for content. There was one other thing, and I got to tell you, if you missed this, it's probably my favorite thing for Media Day, and maybe it's a great opportunity just to end on this. Isaac Harris of Locked On Mavs, they talked to Dennis Smith today. Dennis Smith Jr.'s back. We talked about that a little bit. Did you see this quote? Do you know what I'm going to read?
I haven't seen it. Is it about Dwight Powell?
Yes.
Okay.
All these changes, and I still have my dog, Dwight Powell. Just like Dwight Powell is always, he is permanence. I made a Avengers joke. He's the
inevitable.
He's just inevitable. He just is always there. Like, I love seeing the Mavs showing clips of it in the summer of him like shooting jumpers. It's like, what is he shooting jumpers for? Like, what? I don't know if I have much more to comment on tonight. I honestly had a pretty like just busy day. So it's like, once I missed everything else, you know, I didn't get enough into what anybody else says, but it just didn't seem like there was anything too hot and heavy going on. I did see something from Lakers Media Day, which I think will really make the group laugh. Shout out to Maxi Kleber for saying out loud that he's finally healthy. I just like what, like knock on wood, brother.
Yeah, I haven't been
finally healthy in like 9 years. What are we doing here? All right. Trying to think if there's like any scheduling reminders or things we want to talk about. If you would like to argue with me, be on the look. I mentioned this earlier. Be on the lookout for a YouTube link. Show's really easy to join. Love talking hoops with just about everybody. Other than that, maybe let's just get out of Dodge. It's going to be a long season. Long season.
Yep. Let's do it.
All right, guys. Ben Kirk Henderson and Josh Bow. This has been Pod Maverick. Subscribe, like the show, leave a comment. I try to check. I'll get better about checking all this stuff now the season's going to be back. We will be back next week, if not earlier, but you know that might be dependent on any actual news happening. I don't know. It's a long year. We do roughly, you know, it's 82 post-game pods plus whatever extra ones we throw in. Got to kind of save the energy. It's a long year. Yep. Everybody be good. Thanks so much for checking back in with us, and we will talk with you soon. Go Mavs.
Your sausage McMuffin with egg didn't change. Your receipt did. The sausage McMuffin with egg extra value meal includes a hash brown and a small coffee for just $5. Only at McDonald's for a limited time.
Prices and participation may vary.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
To remind you that 60% of sales on Amazon come from independent sellers, here's John from Devil Dog Pet Company.
We run our family business from Sterling Heights, Michigan, but we can reach customers all over the country thanks to Amazon. Good boy.
Shop small business on Amazon.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.